Christians see an impossible dream becoming reality in China. A recording studio helps further evangelism in Mozambique. And a ministry mourns the sudden loss of a beloved leader. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With China's anti-satellite test a success, many are fearing a space arms race. However, Christians are gearing up for a race of another kind. According to the founder of Book of Hope, Bob Hoskins, the race is on to get God's word into the hands of the Chinese. They recently received permission to print the leader's edition of the Book of Hope, A Harmony of the Gospels, in China.
We're giving it to political leaders, educational leaders, business leaders. And in the meanwhile, we've got a team of people that are preparing our traditional children and youth versions. We expect that we'll begin distributing those later this year.
However, approval for the youth versions has not yet been given, says Hoskins.
As God gave us the permission for the leader's edition, we will have it for the other editions as well. So we need prayer.
The Chinese version is currently being developed, and their Chinese Godman motion picture will be ready in May. Next, three Gospel for Asia Bible School students in Himachal Pradesh, India, were beaten over the weekend and their Bible school vandalized. They were witnessing in nearby villages when they were confronted and beaten by World Hindu Council members, then were taken to the police station. Soon after, the mob went to the school where they caused extensive damage. Anti-conversion legislation has been passed in the state, but it's not yet been signed into law. Pray that the chief minister won't sign it. You're listening to Mission Network News. For the first time in 20 years, Uganda's war survivors are going back to their land. Global aid networker Gain USA's Kathy Reagan says they're helping their partner prepare for the influx. The Foundation for Partnership has already been established with the Noah's Ark Children's Home.
We are poised for action. In the past, we have come alongside at that point of need with Noah's Ark Children's Ministry as they were building a new facility to hold the many children, some of them from the north, who are now living in the home.
Reagan says the gradual development of this work requires a long-term investment.
There is such a huge need for people to go and to share the love of Christ. They need to see hands-on caring for them, for their children. They need to hear that there is a God that loves them and that He cares about their needs.
Elsewhere, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says they recently partnered with some missionaries at a national Bible college in Mozambique to help build a recording studio.
The recording studio was designed to assist the students to record some of their own music, teaching. And our interest was in providing them with the means to record scripture as it's being translated in the area.
Dudenhofer says they're sending a team next week to broaden the training of believers. ASM is training a technical team who can record more scriptures, Bible stories, and other tools that can be used by the Bible school graduates. The level of excitement this has generated has already forced Christians into action.
The National Christians have already begun to record one of the tribal languages in the area. That also is in a test stage, testing both the process of the recording and then how it's received and accepted by the people in the area.
And the wife of the founder of Bible Pathway Ministries died suddenly. 82-year-old Letha Hash died after suffering a heart attack on January 26th. For over 63 years, she shared in ministry with her husband, Dr. John Hash. Together, they sold everything to start Bible Pathway Ministries 34 years ago. Hash is survived by her husband, three children, and many grandchildren. In lieu of flowers, Bible Pathway is encouraging people to send donations to help distribute Bibles. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.